this thing on. Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 12.
Even dozen, for the week of December 3rd, 2006. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How's it going today, Big JD?
Pretty good.
Glad to hear that. Nice sunny day here at the Jabbercast Studios East.
Yeah.
In the rural countryside.
12 shows. Wow.
Yeah. Even dozen.
Yeah.
It's not much of a milestone.
Next week will be a baker's dozen.
That's right. And what are we going to be talking about?
So we don't get rid of the dozen thing for like... at least 2 weeks.
That's right.
You get two. What are we going to be talking about when? Today?
Yeah.
Old friends. Where are they now?
Do you have any old friends, Jeff?
No. I mean, I don't even have any new friends.
You don't have any new friends? It seems like you do. Your phone's ringing all the time.
Yeah, I have some old friends that I haven't seen since the old days. And I have old friends that I've seen in recent past.
Huh? I'm all confused now.
See you, folks.
Now, what constitutes the old days?
The old days. I think, for me, the old days, I guess, well, maybe school are the old days.
Which school? Grade school? High school? College?
I'd say grade school and high school. School. Because I've been out for many, many years. Well, about three now. school and back in the band days. Those are the old days.
Yes.
There's a lot of old days. A lot more old days than new days.
Now, did you have a lot of tight friends in grade school that you kept hanging around with afterwards?
Yeah, I did and hung out with for quite some time and see occasionally. But right now, I don't hang around with anybody from that time, really, from high school or grade school for that matter. I did for quite a while after, but then things change. Some people move away.
Let's talk about what happens. So, what happens here?
Yeah, you lose touch. That's what happens.
Why do we lose? What are one of the many reasons why we lose touch?
Marriage.
I think that's one of the big ones. You get married and your wife doesn't want you hanging around, calling
with
your
undesirables.
Can Jeff come out and play?
Even girlfriends sometimes. You know, once school's out and whatnot, you just get involved with maybe a girl or something. It's not necessarily a wife or even new friends. You start get out in the working world and you start working and you make some new friends and even just working, you know, a job takes away time from, you know, friends. And like I said, a lot of them move away. There was a big out west boom after high school when I was at that time.
Well, you were involved in that as well.
Yeah, well.
Because I know when I was 17, I moved out west.
No, I didn't go, but I'm saying a lot of friends...
sure.
Did move.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of them are still out there begging for money.
No. No, it's booming out there right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Again, new wave.
New wave.
New wave of boom.
Yeah. Out west in Calgary.
I wish I had a boom right now. I'm all cockeyed here talking on a straight stand. But it's okay. It's all good. A new car. You did the Price is Right move there in the Heil stand. I do have a Heil stand, but in this studio, I don't have it with me.
I'll have to install one. I'll have to have two just for this.
Yeah, we need two.
Yeah, and then you'll have to buy two.
Yeah.
So I'll just order two and I'll give you one. And
yeah. Give? That would be nice. Sure. Sounds good.
Anyway, back to old friends. By the way, do you know Bob Barker's done now, right? Speaking of Prices Right.
Oh, is he? No. Is somebody taking over?
Yeah, who's taking over?
I'll never watch it again.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good guy. Someone you say, oh, he'll probably do a good job, but it's not Bob. But anyway, back to friends.
Yeah, so there's many reasons why you lose touch with old friends and
marriage, work, other girlfriends,
boyfriends, possibly
boyfriends.
You get tired of them. Maybe you have a fight with somebody that you hung out with all that time or something, and you just don't bother with them anymore. Or you don't like the way that maybe they didn't change for the better as time went on where you grew up. You know, I don't know.
Yes, that happened to me.
Because I do have some friends that do the same things they did back then. You know?
In high school.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Like, get out of it. Like, they listen to the same music. And if you didn't hang around with me in high school, you're no friend of mine.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, living with their mom. No. But I'm sure there are some.
Or at least move back with mom. Or something.
After being married and having kids.
If I wasn't married, I'd still be living at home. It was awesome at home, man. Sure. I had a good home life.
You were well taken care of. It was cool there.
Yeah, I was pretty self-sufficient, but.
You can do your own laundry.
Yeah. I did pretty much all my own stuff, but living at home was cool. My parents were cool. It was cool at home.
Hmm.
Never had a problem with jamming and friends over all the time and everything. It was cool.
So what was the impetus? I keep using the word impetus every show.
It's a new thing for you.
But what was it for you to move out of the house? What made you move out of the house?
In a way, I was sort of kicked out.
So it wasn't that cool at all.
No, actually, it was cool. My parents went through this separation after like 35 years or whatever. And my dad hooked up with this woman that nobody else liked. And he was happy kind of just to be with somebody. Anyways, she didn't want the kids there because my brother and I were both there. That sort of thing. And, you know, he just, it was important for him to be with somebody. And, you know, I understood. But at the same time, it's unfortunate.
So your mom moved out of the house when your parents separated. So
yeah, it was my mother that moved out.
So your mom moved away from you. Okay.
Yeah. And so I was kind of a little bit forced out. And I was right in the process of buying a house, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I had a few months, I guess, before it was time for closing. It was just so important to him that, you know, I had to go now. So I lived with my grandmother for a few months.
Oh, wow.
It was goofy, man. It was goofy, but at the same time, you know, I guess I was so close to him, I understood, you know what I mean?
Right.
As much as I didn't like it, but...
Right.
And you leave her home at an early age, or...?
Well, when I was 17, I moved out west back in 1980.
There That's
was
an early age to move.
Yeah, right out of
17
high school.
17 is, yeah. I was going to say, you didn't even finish high school, because usually it's a little later than
we had semesters at, okay, yeah. So at school. We went out, and I graduated in January.
Nice.
And moved out in January, and I think it was springtime when I moved out.
Did you move with any friends, or did you?
Yes, I was on a plane with two of my friends.
Right,
one wasn't really a very close friend. One I was hanging around with quite a bit, and we were living at his sister's house when we got there. Like, his sister had already moved out.
Where out west? You went to BC?
No, Calgary.
Okay,
Calgary, Alberta.
And are you still in contact with?
Not that guy. No. It turns out his sister was very. I'm 17, you got to remember.
Now?
Yeah, oh. I'm 17. Yeah.
Okay, so you're 17, and in your mind?
Yeah, I think I know everything, and everything I do is right, and it's the right way to do
it. We had a show about that. We did know everything.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, probably now in my life, I can probably see her point, but I think I got on her nerves.
Mm.
And her husband saw that, and there was a little bit of a thing where I had to leave in the middle of the night kind of thing.
Sounds like me, you leave and get kicked out.
So I bailed on that situation. But there was a lot of my friends are still out west, for sure. And these are friends that I grew up with right from grade school into high school. And they're still out there doing whatever.
Did you talk to any of those people, or are you
not really in contact? In contact. I've had a few written back.
So before. You know what a lot of them do, though, out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of them work on the railroad. The guy that I went with, he works.
And that was a big thing at the time, too, wasn't it? To go work on a railroad out there or something?
And oil. Yeah, the oil rigs. Yeah. And what was another big thing? Going to work at the aluminum mines.
Okay. And I think wasn't like forestry type stuff or something out there was another thing or no?
I don't know why that
rings a bell at all, but I think maybe I knew somebody later that went out for those purpose. But
I think for a lot of people, old friends mean your high school friends, like, you know, your buddies there who stay in high school. For some reason, high school seems to be a very formative time in our lives where we form a lot of opinions and we start doing things that we stick with us for adulthood forever. And, you know, some of those things never leave the adults that we know.
Yeah, so, good or bad.
Good or bad, yes. So I think for a lot of us, those are the kind of friends that, you know, you had usually some kind of something in common with these people. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's still something that's in you, whatever that is. Whereas in grade school, it could be you had some Lincoln Logs and he had the other set of Lincoln Logs that went together. And, you know, they're...
Well, that's another thing, too. Just from grade school to high school, you lose touch with people because they go to different high schools. I found that once we left grade school, and as well high school to college or university. You know,
for
people
sure.
Move away for school, or some do and don't go to university and college, and then there's another group of new friends or that kind of thing. You lose touch with people.
For sure. When I lived in Belle River, Ontario, Muskie capital of the world, and I lived within less than 5 minutes from Belle River High School, but I ended up going to St. Anne's in Tecumseh. You know, another 20-25 minute bus ride to go to school because my dad wanted me to have a good Catholic education, of course.
Amen.
Amen. I lost touch with a lot of people I went to grade school with. 95% of the kids that I was in grade 8 with went to Belle River High School because it was right there. When I went to St. Anne's, it was just a small group of people that I went to grade school with that I could, you know, I felt that I knew. One guy that I was thinking about this morning when I was thinking about doing the show was, his name was David Peters. And I went to grade school with him, and his parents had a breakup of sorts. And he always seemed to be like a troubled child, whatever. But I, for some reason, him and I really clicked. You know, he thought he was the cool guy. And we used to do all kinds. He used to make me do stuff that, for the first time. He's the guy I was with a lot of times doing stuff for the first time. Smoking and, you know, feeling girls up and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was the instigator.
Good old days.
And so he was, him and I were kind of like a kindred spirit. But when we went to high school, I went to grade 9 with him. But then he ended up moving away to his dad's house. He lived with his mom this whole time. About, I don't know, 3-4 years later, he came back into Belle River. And it turns out he was ripped, like a totally huge dude. But meanwhile, he was like a skinny beanpole in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back into town, I'm like, whoa, you're David Peters. I can't even believe that. I was totally taken aback by this. It was like a new person I was looking at. This was like one of my best buddies who had only been gone for 3-4 years, and now he was like 16-17 years old, and he was big and ripped, and he was still magnetized to trouble, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as he came back into town, cops were right on him. Within days, I'm saying like 2-3 days, he was in trouble with the law right away. When he came back into town, drove a Harley, and I know it has something to do with his dad. But at the end of Belle River, if you go down the main street, this is where he was going on his way to his, if you're going on the way to his mom's house, the road used to be a big bend that turned to the left at the end of the main street in Belle River. Mm-hmm. While he was gone during those 3-4 years, they made the bend go to the right. And if you wanted to turn left on the road that there was a bend to, you have to go into a left-hand turn lane, wait for traffic, and then turn left. Well, his third, fourth night back into town, he was in a car, cops saw him, he was doing something wrong. He ended up turning his lights off, speeding out of town. And he thought that the bend in the road turned left, no lights on, middle of the night. So he goes to turn left, and that was it. He was done. End of his life.
Wow.
Yeah. So he came home just to, I say came home, but where he were.
Yeah, yeah.
And he passed away that night. So we call that dead man's no curve. There's no
curve. Dead man's no curve, yeah.
So that was the story of one of my old friends that passed away. Do you have any old friends that you know that isn't with us anymore?
Yeah, I do have some. And I have one in particular, though, that I'm sure would still be a friend today that passed away back in the day. Drowned.
Oh, yeah.
And then friends that I hung out with at high school and stuff like that, that that died, like car accidents, things like that.
Sure.
Can't think of anybody that really a friend like later from high school that died or anything. There may be some that I didn't even hear about that I just don't have any contact with anymore.
Sure.
But no, there's one particular friend of mine that I mentioned whose mother recently passed away. I'd see him around occasionally, like maybe only a couple of times or a few times in the last 10 years. Started hanging around a little bit again. I guess around the time I got married and the time I was kind of getting out of the band scene thing, you know, like 10 years ago or something like that. And just kind of grew apart a little bit from some of the people I hung out with. It was just like yesterday. Once we, you know, hooked up and, you know, started talking, hanging around.
Sure.
Doing some of the things we did then. And
do you ever run into some people that you were sort of friends with, like out on the
street? I have, and sometimes, a lot of times I don't recognize them.
Oh, yeah?
I've said this before from back in the band day, like you meet so many people and we've gone to so many parties and did so many things, and I just, you know, and to them it's like, you know, this is the guy from the band, like, you know, they know who I am or whatever, but even talking to them or even hanging out with some of them, or even for long periods of time. I don't remember. Anyways, one guy in particular was a sound guy at one of the clubs here. And now he's, helps out at a big venue here when he's in town. But he does, work for bigger Canadian groups like what's a Jagged Little Pill chick there and stuff like that.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, there you go. I saw him one day and he looked the same yet different. And he recognized me right away. He said, wow, you just look the same except for the hair, you know. And
right.
It was kind of funny to see him and talk to him. And, he's a guy that had done our sound and stuff like that. And wasn't like... wouldn't say like a close friend that I hung out with and everything, but he was always around because of the scene kind of thing, so I knew him pretty good, but that was kind of funny. Funny when you see people that you hadn't seen in a long time, and it's nice to see an old face.
Sure it is.
Kind of neat.
Last night, actually, I saw an old face that I hadn't seen since my teenage days. It was a girl that we kind of hung around with. She's like sort of like one of the guys, but I think one of my buddies, who I still hang out with now, he... and her were kind of hooking up or whatever. But she was at a hockey game last night.
Oh.
She was a hockey mom, which reminds me, we're going to do a show about hockey moms.
That's right.
A couple weeks from now. It's funny because I saw her and I said, ooh, that looks like... should I mention her name? Why not? Kim Saul. When I saw her, I just knew it was her. Just from something about her. But she had changed so much. Anyway, when I saw her, it was kind of interesting. I'm thinking, you're kind of like an old friend and I'm doing a show tomorrow about old friends. So... it was interesting to talk to her because she's a really nice girl and she just lives in Harrow. Just a little ways out of town and you don't see these people anymore.
And that's fresh. When was that? Last night?
Last night,
yeah. That's kind of neat. Last night I saw somebody from the past too, actually, now that you mention it. Picked up a few groceries and I come out and there's a old buddy of mine that I used to work with at one time. And he's actually a little bit younger than me, but he was a supervisor of a place that I worked at. Then later on, we took over that company, actually, that we both worked for. We did some entrepreneurship stuff together, and we got heavily into the workout thing. And we hung out on a daily basis for a while because we were working together and stuff and, doing some things. I saw him. We lost touch once the business kind of subsided, and then he got into a ready-made family, so to speak. It was a girl with a couple kids, and then he had a kid with her, and I saw him last night, and he looks a little worn out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he working two jobs 7 days a week, with this, his girlfriend, I don't think they got married or anything, they just,
they're
just common law, whatever, sure. And I guess she just got into Catholic school board or something, so that, I'm sure that'll do some good for them.
Maybe he can quit one of his jobs.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and... we had a lot of business fun together. It was pretty good, but I hadn't seen him for a while. I don't see him, very rarely do I see him, and it's usually like quick in passing, driving by or something like that, or a wave maybe or something. But were you going to say something?
Nope, go ahead.
I was going to say you and I just recently had taught a course at St. Clair, which is an ongoing thing for us, and there happened to be a woman in the class who was the mother of a girl that I used to hang out with, be friends with in grade school, and hadn't seen after that forever. And this was her mother, and I had been to the girl's house, birthday parties, and we were school friends, grade school friends. And there's her mother in the class, and she's like, oh my god, it's you're so and so, and yeah, my daughter is blah 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 blah. And I'm like, wow, small world. Gives me the whole story about what she does now, and she's married and kids and living out west and all the big to do. And that was kind of neat.
Helen, funny. The Memory Maker.
Yes.
Memory Maker Helen, I should say. That's her email address.
And her daughter had a crush on me in grade school, and I didn't even know.
If you would have only known.
Yeah, so that was kind of neat.
Blast from the past.
Yeah.
Did you remember her, though? Not once she said who she was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then I remembered her. But, of course, she looks different than she did. Honestly, to me, she almost seemed like she looked a little younger than she did back then, because back then it was like, we're talking, 70s or something. And I remember her with darker hair and those, regular glasses. But at the time they were kind of pointed on the outside, people wore those.
Oh, yeah.
She almost reminded me of almost a grandmother kind of look back then, as opposed to now. But boy, she's got a lot of energy and pretty outgoing lady.
For sure. Smart lady.
Yeah.
Very musically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
She's artistically
and educationally inclined.
Yes, that's right. I look at my wife and then I look at myself as far as old friends go.
Right.
She does not hang out with or stay in touch with anybody from her past, like her old, you know, high school or anything. Whereas mm-hmm. the people that I went when I was hanging around with and when I was in high school, I didn't necessarily go to high school with them back when I was in high school. I still hang out with a lot of those people. A lot of those people they're my friends today. And I just kind of wonder how something like that can happen where she had a big group of friends when she was in high school. I thought I did as well. But for some reason, mine stuck and hers didn't. I was kind of curious what makes something like that happen.
I don't know, but I don't really hang around with anybody from that I used to hang out in high school and stuff like that. Occasionally do talk to them. I really don't hang out with anybody. And my closest ones are, most of those guys are gone, out of the city somewhere. That kind of thing. And if they were around, yeah, I'd probably hang around with them all the time.
Sure.
No, it was people that I'd met pretty much after high school, I think, that I hang around with.
Like the singer in my band. Is someone I went to high school with.
Yeah?
Yeah. We've been friends for many, many a day.
Mm-hmm.
And a year. There are some things that you can do to get a hold of your old friends or people that you went to high school with.
The internet's one of them.
Yes, and I was going to mention the biggest one out there, or one of the more popular ones. Do you know what I was going to say?
Maybe the Canada 411 thing or whatever it is?
No, it's called classmates.com.
Oh, okay, I think I've seen advertisements for it. But
yeah, they have a lot of banner ads on in a lot of places. I know they're on Google, for instance. If people want to check out, people.
Or have people find them.
Or have people find them, exactly.
Put your information in.
Go to classmates.com and you tell them what year you went to high school, what high school you went to. Basically, you're just thrown in a database name, tell you, okay, this is you're the class of 1980 at St. Anne's High School. Here's people that you went to high school with that are also here.
And something that's neat about that is I think through that stuff, you can find out about school reunions.
Yes.
Or contact sometimes, find a lot of the schools now are online. They have websites.
Yes,
the high schools and stuff, yeah.
Have you been to a high school reunion?
No, I never have. Have you?
Me neither. No.
No, I just...
I would love to go to one if I could find out about it. Whereas my wife, she knew about one and she didn't go.
Yeah. Yeah, I've known about a few and never went. And actually an old friend from high school is, and Steve that you work with is, Steve wasn't really a part of setting it up, but I think one of our mutual friends from high school was involved with our school reunion thing, I think. That I've heard in the past, and I've never gone.
Steve, now the Steve we're talking about, that's not the other half of Steve and Larry.
No.
Okay.
No. Steve is the Steve that you work with.
Okay, Steve.
Steve and Larry, I work with.
Okay.
And Steve himself is, I went to college with Steve. And then here I come find out, didn't know he was at the plant. I just happened to go on a new job or whatever, and there's him.
Yes. That happened to me too. There's
not,
people
not doing what he went to college for or anything, but he was there. And then I've seen that I was there for probably 6, 7, 8 years before I saw some people that I'd gone to high school with that were actually there.
Me too.
Or even, I believe, grade school. And I see them walk by and I'm like, whoa. Or I actually worked at Toys R Us many, many moons ago.
Get out.
And now I see there was one particular guy that worked with me there that I had seen him at Chrysler's and, wow, man, Dean, you're at Chrysler's. And, oh, yeah, I've been here for 12 years, whatever. And now I, like, work close to him a lot. He's roving around a bit. He's
in stock?
No, like absentee.
Oh, right.
So he covers people, like, near me a lot. Not in my department, but I'm close to another department.
Right.
So it's kind of funny. And I brought in some pictures that I had taken at Toys R Us, like in the back room and in the trucks and stuff like that and doing goofy stuff there and everything and brought in to show him and he got a kick out of that.
Big JD records his whole life.
Yeah, I do.
And where is that stuff?
What stuff?
The stuff that you recorded.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Pictures and audio recordings.
It's all on external hard drives, backed up.
Very good.
What do we got? This week's Jabber Quote is brought to us by
Steve and Larry.
And the Jabber Quote is keep your friend. Yeah,
oh,
go ahead.
Jeez. No, you go ahead.
No, you go.
Keep your friends
Okay, go.
Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
What does that mean? Why would I want to keep my enemies close?
Because you want to know what they're doing.
Aha.
Do you think that's another wartime thing?
Well, I think it comes into play there, and they should keep their enemies quite close so they know what we're doing. They're doing all the time. We are, well, the America is Big Brother.
America?
Sure.
Is that where
we're at? United States of America. Well, may or may not be where we are.
You're right.
Who's to say what America really is anyways?
Exactly.
Who called it America? Christopher Columbo?
Columbo. No, I don't know. Who called it America? I have no idea. But as far as keeping your enemies close...
You don't want your enemies, making plans behind your back. If you keep your enemies close and are aware of what they're doing, or phony friendship, perhaps.
Well, that's what keeping your enemies close is. It's a phony friendship.
Yeah, you don't want your enemies too far away from you.
Do you have any enemies, Jeff?
No.
Old enemies, and where are they now?
No enemies, you?
I have no enemies, really.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Nice guy like yourself?
Sure, thanks. No, there's no one that I fear coming over in the middle of the night and slashing my tires or anything like that.
Nope, me neither.
You know, a lot of people make enemies with their next-door neighbor.
Yeah, that goes on a lot.
They just cannot get along, and just one thing on top of the other. This person does this, and then this person does something just a little worse, and then the next guy does something just a little worse. I know guys who are turning their hoses on in the middle of the night and putting it at their next-door neighbor's basement window.
Try and flood some...
Yeah. Like...
Flood their place.
Oh, if I had a neighbor like that.
Or throw dog crap over their side of the fence and those kinds of things, yeah.
I've never heard anything like that, but...
Bang your car with their car door. Who knows what they do?
Yeah, bad neighbors.
But yeah, you want to keep your enemies close so that you know what they're doing all the time. And that's kind of what that little statement's all about. That little quote.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Brought to you by Steve and Larry. Use computers. At the corner of Wabash and Montgomery Drive.
Did you ever have an old friend that was Indian in any way? Eastern, Western, or American?
I've never talked to a real Indian. No, I've never had any Indian friends, native friends. Hmm. Original people who lived here before the white people showed up. You?
I remember one girl that I used to hang out with a lot that was, she was Indian and talked to her a lot and stuff like that, but lost track with her somewhere along the way. I don't know what happened to her. She was like West Indian.
Oh, West Indian. Why do you mention Indians in Friends? What's up with that?
I don't know. I was just thinking like people from a particular ethnic background that you used to hang out with and don't now, as opposed to just a regular people. I don't know. Like maybe a...
Regular people.
Well, I mean...
white
is there a
people.
Particular black guy that you used to hang out with in school and where is he now maybe? Or a Chinese guy or something? Because I mean, it seems like nowadays in school, from what I see, there's more of a mixed ethnicity.
There's a ethnic diversity.
Yeah,
in
and there wasn't
today.
So much, I don't think.
Not at all.
And that's weird. I wonder, you know, more people come over, I guess.
Obviously.
But, so it was, you know, maybe not for any racial reason, but it wasn't as normal to maybe you had a black friend or a Chinese friend or as it is today.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And now they're all, everybody's mixed and, you know, but back then, that's why I just thought like, you know, from the time that we were growing up and going through school and everything, there wasn't so many, even like you didn't really, especially, something that was really recognizable, like an Italian friend or something like that. You know what I mean? Like I can think of somebody in particular that was an Italian guy that, you mm-hmm. know, but now it's like everybody's, it seems like they're from another country.
I think so.
Like, but back then, if I really think about grade school, I think one kid that was Italian. You know what I mean?
Italian. That was the strange
and in
kid?
High school, like even I think of one or two people that was they were Italian, you know? Maybe some others were in that, but I just like... in Chinese, I don't know if I can think of a Chinese or Japanese kid when I was in school. Grade school.
Right. There was none. There was no different ethnicity when I went to grade school here in Bellevue. But when we went to... when I went to St. Anne's, they had a large portion of them... were involved in a program which had stopped either the year before I got there or the year before that. And it was from Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. All these people from Hong Kong were at St. Anne's for some kind of student trade or whatever, but I know that there was none of those people in my class and there wasn't none in the grade ahead of me. But in grade 13 and grade 12 and maybe grade 11, I'm not positive, tons. You could look at my yearbook. It's more than 50%, I'm going to say, were Oriental people from Hong mm-hmm. Kong.
Yeah.
And that was like a big, whoa, look at these, you know. And I always thought I always thought they were smarter, or they thought they had something on us white guys for some reason.
Well, they are.
They used to have that pen thing. That's the one thing I always remember. They used to spin their pen on their thumb.
All of them did?
All of them.
And they all knew karate.
No, they seemed a little more, I don't want to say wimpy. What's the word?
Passive.
Passive, sure. They were, you know, obviously they're there way far away from home just to go to high school.
Yeah. They're
what a concept.
They come here to learn.
But high school, that struck me as like, that seems extreme. Like, I know you could go somewhere to go to college or university.
Yeah, even in high school, I can't think of there as any Chinese or Japanese person. I can't think of, just things just changed at some point. And now it's just like, you don't think anything of it to have a friend that's from another ethnic background. But if even some of the friends I have now that are from some other background, it's like, you know, different than for me than when I was growing up, you know.
Right.
One last point maybe I have, if you don't have anything.
No, I can't think of anything.
Old friends of your parents that you may see nowadays.
Sure.
That you hadn't seen in a long time, mm-hmm. or that hung out with your parents, and that's kind of a different thing.
It is, yeah.
You look at it as a whole new light, like you're grown up now. And
right.
You know, it's like you're an adult speaking to them now, not just a kid when they came over to your house and visit your parents and stuff, and you're like playing with your brother or whatever.
Exactly.
But now you're grown up and you talk to them about grown up things and, you know, what are you doing now? How's things? How's your parents? Or blah, 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 blah. Or,
right.
You know, that's kind of neat.
It is. Yeah.
It's kind of good to see a familiar face like that that was, you know, around in your past and they no longer are.
Because,
I mean, you wouldn't hang out with them really, you know, normally or anything like that. But.
And do you call them Mr. and Mrs.? Oh, hi, Mrs.
No, I think if it was a teacher or something that I had seen from the past, yeah, I would call them Mr. So-and-so. But sometimes, I would call them by their first name, I guess.
I still call everybody who I, in that case, it's Mr. and Mrs. for some reason. And of course, they correct you. Oh, no, call me Paul.
I don't think when we were kids, we ever called anybody like Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so anyway. Like, honestly, don't really recall calling them anything. Because my parents always referred to them as, you know, oh, Mary Lou and Jack are coming over. And,
oh, okay.
You know, so they were Mary Lou and Jack, but we never, you know, see you guys or hi, everybody, or whatever. Not and was never by Mary Lou, by Jack, I don't think. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And even their kids that we'd, you know, play with their kids here and there and stuff when we were younger. And then everybody grows up and for years and years, you don't see the kids even. And then once occasionally you see them and talk to them. And, you know, it's kind of neat to see the kids that you'd hang around with when your parents' friends came over or
right.
something. That's
a small, like an interesting group of people. The kids of your parents' friends.
Yeah.
And even cousins, too, that I didn't see. They were kids that were your own age. That had the same interests, same everything. But you don't see them.
But you only saw them when these things went on or whatever. A family function or you went to your parents' friend's house.
Right. And you hung out with them then. So you weren't really tight. You wouldn't. You know, you wouldn't interact with them in a real way.
Or it was like, you know, we're going to go to such and such and, you know, Chris is going to be there. Or, you know, the kids are going to be there if you guys want to come and, you know, whatever. And yeah.
I remember going to one of my cousin's house and I was probably 12, 13 years old. And I hadn't seen her since I was like a really small child. And I thought she was so hot. And I had these feelings like, I want to hit on her. Really bad. I remember thinking, I really like her.
I know people that have done that.
Listeners of the Jabbercast can get a hold of us, be part of the show if they want to. They can either email us a text message or they can throw
I think we're done with email now.
Are we?
You get a hold of us at Showtime, Skype, MSN, iChat, AIM, the Jabbercast is our username, or an audio message right on the site.
Yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of
us. And from that, they can send text on there as well, so you don't even got to bother emailing. You don't even have to bother emailing.
Right.
Like, right from the site, you can get a hold of us, and it's just probably the easiest way.
It is. In fact, sometimes when I want to get a hold of Jeff, I go to the site.
Send me a message right on the...
I start talking.
My Chingo Audio thingamabobber.
Right. I got like 3 points I got to make. I want to tell Jeff about 3 things. I'm thinking it's going to take me 7-8 minutes to type those things, or I could just say it in 2 minutes on my Chingo thing. I'm just going to talk to him.
It's easy that way.
Very easy. So
it is hear me out at the jabbercast.com. You can send us text and email, but...
Oh, no. You've totally eliminated
it. I've eliminated it.
No, you can't.
Forget about it.
You know, as far as this podcasting thing goes and people getting hold of other people, I know that for some reason it's the very nature of podcasts. Podcasts are portable type of programming. People are not near any type of equipment that as far as...
Especially when it's downloaded automatic. It's just automatic, quick, unplug the iPod and go.
And go, yeah.
You're not going to get a hold of anybody.
Right. So when I'm listening, you know, even to relatively popular podcasts that have, I know, that have tens of thousands of listeners. They're begging for people to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Call in. And I'm thinking, well, how come that is? What is it? But I'm thinking, here I'm at work and I'm listening to this podcast.
Right, exactly.
I'd love to get a hold of these people, but I can't. And then once I'm out of work, am I thinking about that? No, I'm thinking about something else. So
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
done with that. So I think it's the nature of the medium that makes it hard for people to, for it to be such an interactive type of show. Just my opinion.
Yeah, too bad though, because it would make for some more fun, especially for us with our particular talk radio show on so many different topics and everything. It would be great to interact with our audience.
It would be good, yes. But we are going to actually have some other people here. On the show. We're going to have our Hockey Mom show.
I want to have some interviews for that. And as well, we got this thing through the college with the workshop of bullying that I wanted to talk to you about, actually. So off air, we'll talk about that, because I was thinking of possibly a two-part on bullying in schools and bullying in the workplace. And as well, just found out that my niece is head of the bullying committee for Walkerville Collegiate Institute.
So she instigates high school. All the bullying that goes on?
She's the biggest bully in the school.
Wow.
No, but she's the head of...
The anti-bullying committee.
No bullying committee or whatever it is. No bull. I kid you not. We're not in Kansas anymore.
Okay, Toto, let's go.
We must be over the rainbow. 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 Rainbow.
Man on the Silver Mountain.
Mountain. There's a good band.
Boom, boom.
Isn't that neat how that worked out? Next week, the long-awaited, much-anticipated politics show. And the following week is Toy Story 1.
With Tom Hanks?
Yes, we'll be interviewing Tom Hanks and Buzz Lightyear. See, they're all coming back now.
There you go. I wish Toy Story. Yeah. What was Buzz's buddy's name? The cowboy. What?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that was Tom Hanks.
No, I don't remember his name, actually. Woody.
Woody JD. Big Woody.
Speaking of Woody.
Speaking of big Woody.
Why is this happening right now? Our Toy Story show, and that's on toys from when we were kids. Mm-hmm. Toys that have stood the test of time. Rock'em Sock'em Robots and Smash Up Derby. Mm-hmm. You want to tune in for the Toy Story.
Smash Up Derby. That was cool.
See you next week, folks.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.